All right, let's dive into the world of prophets. You might be surprised how relevant this topic is, even today. We'll be looking at some excerpts from Dr. Marv Wilson's lectures, specifically session four. It's called The Marks of a True Prophet. It's really about how to tell the real deal from the phonies.
Oh, yeah, and it's not always straightforward.
Exactly, like you can't just check off a box, you know? So how do we know? What does Dr. Wilson say?
Well, he starts by saying there's no one single test. You can't just check off a box and be done with it.
Okay, so gotta look deeper. What's he talking about?
Well, Dr. Wilson actually highlights this right away. He mentions how he prayed before the lecture. It just shows how grounded he is in his faith.
It's like he's saying, hey, I'm serious about this. Like, actions speak louder than words. So where do we go from there? What are some of these marks?
Well, the first one is a clear call. True prophets don't just decide they're going to be a prophet.
That's a really big difference.
They're messengers.
Not the originators of the message.
Yeah.
It's about humility.
And that contrasts with those who want to be famous or rich. Which brings us to the next point. True prophets shun professionalism. It's not about money or recognition.
This is where things get interesting. Dr. Wilson tells this story about his mother-in-law. She was convinced this evangelist, the Walking Bible, was legit. He knew scripture like crazy. But it turned out he was a total fraud.
You know, appearances can be deceiving. You got to dig deeper. Look beyond the surface. See what their motives are.
We've all fallen for smooth talkers.
But when it comes to prophets, the stakes are high.
Definitely.
And that's why Dr. Wilson's next mark is so important. Their message must align with scripture. True prophets don't create new, strange doctrines.
So does their message fit, you know, with what we already know to be true?
Exactly. It's like a continuity check. And that ties into another important point. True prophets reject pagan divination. They're focused on seeking God's guidance.
That makes sense, not seeking shortcuts, but speaking in the Lord's name authentically.
Yeah, and that's Dr. Wilson's next point. It's not just about religious language, it's about acting with God's authority, reflecting his character.
He uses this really interesting analogy. He compares it to dating.
Yeah.
You don't propose after one
You
date.
need time, right, to see their true character.
It's about seeing if their words and needs match. It's
Exactly.
about consistency.
And we can apply that to evaluating prophets too.
You know, how do they handle the tough times
Are they still walking the walk?
when nobody's watching?
Those are the questions we need to ask.
So far, clear call, shunning professionalism, alignment with scripture, rejecting pagan practices, and speaking authentically in the Lord's name.
And remember, we're just getting started. There's much more to explore, like the role of miracles and fulfilled prophecies.
Let's keep diving deeper.
You know, when we think of prophets, we often think of miracles, but Dr. Wilson points out that miracles weren't everyday things.
Right, not like every time a prophet spoke, lightning struck.
Exactly. But it's fascinating that when miracles did happen, they often clustered around key people,
Like who?
like Moses, Elijah, and Daniel. And these miracles often served a specific purpose.
Especially in pagan contexts.
Right, it was like God saying, look, this is the real deal. Like Elijah's showdown with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that scene, a dramatic context.
Up on a mountaintop.
Elijah challenging the prophets of
to
Baal.
call down fire from their god.
The tension must have been crazy.
And when the fire consumed Elijah's sacrifice, it was a powerful visual confirmation.
Of God's power.
It must have been incredible to see.
Absolutely. But, you know, the legacy of that event? It extends far beyond that single moment.
How so?
Even today, the Kaseiyahu chair,
What's that?
it's used during circumcisions,
Oh, wow.
and it symbolizes Elijah's role as a guardian of the covenant.
I never thought about it that way.
It really shows how the impact of a true prophet can echo through generations.
It's true. And speaking of lasting impact, Dr. Wilson's next point is about high moral integrity.
True prophets don't just talk the talk.
They walk the walk.
Their lives reflect their message.
It's like that saying, your actions speak so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying.
Exactly. It's about authenticity. And Dr. Wilson's pretty blunt about this.
He is.
He even warns against judging solely on outward success.
He talks about seeing pastors driving around in Bentleys. It kind of rubs in the wrong way.
Yeah. It raises the question, what are your metrics?
For what?
For evaluating spiritual leadership.
Okay.
Is it about flash and material wealth? Or something bigger.
That's a good question. Honestly, it's easy to get caught up in appearances.
But Dr. Wilson challenges us to look beyond the surface.
To focus on character.
And character is revealed over time.
Like we were talking about earlier.
With the dating analogy,
Right.
it's about consistency, integrity, and humility.
So it's not about being perfect, but about trying to live out your beliefs.
Exactly. Which leads us to another important point.
Which is?
The fulfillment of predictions.
Okay.
Dr. Wilson talks about the story of Jeremiah and Hananiah.
Uh-huh.
Hananiah, his name actually means grace and favor from Yahweh.
Interesting.
But he was ultimately exposed as a false prophet.
How?
when his prediction of a speedy return from captivity was wrong.
Oh, wow.
And Jeremiah wasn't afraid to call him out.
It takes courage to do that.
Absolutely, and that's where discernment comes in.
It's about being wise enough to evaluate those claims.
Even when they sound appealing.
Where we're not just blindly accepting everything.
And no matter how convincing they sound.
Or how charismatic the speaker may be.
Exactly. And that brings us to another crucial point. A true prophet's message will confirm previous revelation.
So it won't contradict scripture.
That's right.
It's like a puzzle.
Each piece has to fit.
It helps us avoid getting misled.
By interpretations that twist the original message.
You know, have you ever been in a situation where someone claims something was God's will, but it didn't sit right?
I think we all have.
This principle helps us in those situations.
It helps us evaluate those claims and make sure they align with scripture.
And it helps us recognize the unity and continuity of God's word.
Over time.
It's like a compass. But even with a compass, you got to know how to read it.
And that's where discernment comes in.
It's what Dr. Wilson emphasizes in his conclusion.
The importance of using scriptural knowledge and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
To discern truth.
It's like having two tools in your toolbox.
Which are?
Your head and your heart.
Working together.
To help you understand God's truth.
It's powerful. Yeah, it's a powerful combo.
Absolutely. And it's a skill we can develop.
Over time.
The more we study and seek the Spirit.
The better we get at recognizing truth.
Yeah, like training our ears.
Our spiritual ears.
To hear God more clearly.
But there are still going to be challenges.
Right. And Dr. Wilson brings up this thought.
Okay.
He says, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet.
Whoa, that's deep. What does that even mean?
Well, it means even those who think they're speaking for God could be influenced by their own experiences, biases, you know, limitations.
So even prophets are human.
Yeah, we're all human.
So we can't just blindly follow anyone.
Even if they seem legit.
It's about community accountability.
Having those checks and balances.
Like a spiritual safety net.
Exactly. Helps keep us from falling for false teaching.
And it highlights the importance of humility.
Being open to correction.
Admitting we're wrong sometimes.
It's a journey.
And we're all on it together.
As we continue this journey, let's remember Dr. Wilson's key takeaways.
Yeah, it's not about finding that one magic bullet, but evaluating the whole picture. Their call, character, message, actions, prophecies.
And most importantly, approaching this with humility, seeking the Holy Spirit, testing everything against Scripture.
If you're feeling kind of overwhelmed, don't worry.
It's a process.
It takes time.
And if you enjoyed this deep dive.
I know I did.
Check out the rest of Dr. Wilson's lectures.
There's so much more to learn.
He's like giving us a roadmap.
For this world of prophets.
And discernment is a muscle.
Got to keep using it.
So keep asking questions. Keep seeking.
Keeps this conversation going.
Keep this conversation. Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, keep seeking truth. And may your journey be filled with wisdom and discernment. 20, 10 AT.